It's the coach home, and I'm starting, as you would expect, with Bradley Hayden, because it's never dull at Watford. They love sacking a manager. They love bringing a new one in. Bit of trouble this time round. They've gone for a national treasure, oddly, in this country, Claudio Ranieri. So if they try to bullet him in February, there may be some people who are a bit upset about it. But you tweeted after the game at the weekend, Bradley, that you felt Cisco had to go. And I was intrigued by that because, you know, we talked a lot about last season and about how he managed to ride the crest of the wave with these players. And then this season it starts. And it was quite interesting that you quite quickly decided this fellow wasn't going to be able to cut the mustard. Why was that? Because obviously whoever was making those decisions at Watford follows your Twitter and acts on everything you say.
Well, it was me who made the decision, wasn't it? I've got Gio Pozzo on the hotline. So whenever I want a manager out, I drop him a little WhatsApp. But I think Watford are in a false position in the table, really, because everyone just looks at the table and says, oh, Watford are 15th, got 7 points. They'll be absolutely fine this season. Why is the manager being sacked? Performances tell a completely different story, really, because really apart from Norwich game and maybe, you know, for the first hour of the game against Villa, we've looked at a side that don't really look like a clue what they're doing. And we look like a manager who came from the Georgian League and has never managed in a top flight in Europe before, because, you know, the setup of the team just looks all wrong. We've not really played with any form of tempo, and we've not really played with any sort of direction. So it's almost like every time we got the ball, we pass out from the back to the defence. They pass it from side to side. Ball goes back to the goalkeeper. Repeat, start all over again. We lump it upfield. No one gets it. And then, you know, the ball comes straight back at us and teams are sort of breaking through it. Well, I mean, I was at the game against Newcastle the other week, and for 70 minutes, we were terrible. And it should have been at least 4 or 5 nil. We were that bad. Not any individual mistakes, but I think the midfield area has been a real sort of difficulty for Watford, because the setup has been all wrong and teams just been getting through midfield so easy. Yeah. And it's sort of been chance after chance after chance after chance. And you're sort of sitting there thinking to yourself, like, this is any of the top teams, we're going to be absolutely hammered here. Newcastle didn't take their chances. If you look at the overall pattern of play, it could have easily been 6 or 7-1 that day. We should have been absolutely hammered by Leeds at the weekend as well. We played against Wolves. We just genuinely didn't look like scoring. So on the pitch, it's just genuinely looked a bit of a mess, and there's not really been any sort of guidance from the sideline. Players have looked lost, individual mistakes, and you sort of question the overall setup of the team and sort of some of the substitutions that are being made as well. So unfortunately, I thought it was inevitable that it was going to come to an end for Cisco, really. Difficult run of games now. So, you know, I think the task for Ranieri is to just try and make us a lot more difficult to beat.